Welcome to the lesson on composing Jungle Swing by moving from Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12. We're working in intermediate territory here, so the goal is not just to make a loop, but to make a groove that feels alive, then turn that groove into a proper drum and bass arrangement. If you've ever made a loop that sounded good for 8 bars, but fell apart the moment you tried to structure it, this lesson is going to help a lot. We're going to build a rolling jungle vibe with swing, ghost notes, bass movement, atmosphere, and transitions. Then capture the whole performance into arrangement view so it actually feels like a finished tune. First, set your tempo around 174 BPM. If you want a slightly looser, more classic jungle feel, you can pull that down to 170 or 172. Keep it in 4/4. Turn on the metronome and set a loop region for 4 or 8 bars while you write. That loop length is important because it gives you a controlled space to experiment without getting lost. For your track layout, keep things clear. A good starting point is drum break, drum layer, sub bass, mid bass or reese, atmosphere, effects, and maybe the vox or stabs track if you want a little extra jungle flavor. This kind of layout makes Session View much easier to perform and later arrange. Now let's build the drum foundation. For a jungle track, the break beat is the heartbeat. Start with an amen style break, think break, funky drummer style material, or any two-bar break that has enough character to chop up. You can drag the break into an auto track, or better yet, put it into Simpler if you want to slice it and play it like an instrument. If you use Simpler, set it to slice mode. Use transient slicing if you want clean hit separation, or beat slicing if the sample is already pretty even. Once the slices are mapped, you can perform the break in a much more musical way, which is exactly what gives jungle that human, slightly dangerous energy. And this is where the swing comes in. Jungle swing is not just about slapping on a groove preset and calling it a day. The feel comes from a combination of micro timing, velocity changes, note length, and those tiny little off-grid decisions that make the rhythm breathe. Open the groove pool and try something subtle, like an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58%. Apply it lightly. Keep timing influence moderate, add just a touch of random if needed, and use velocity modestly. The key word is subtle. If you overdo it, the groove stops rolling and starts sounding lazy. A really important coach note here, think in terms of push and pull, not just swing percentage. If the groove feels stiff, don't immediately quantize everything harder. Instead, move a few hits, nudge some ghost snares slightly late, shift a hat a little ahead, and vary the velocity from hit to hit. That's usually where the real movement comes from. Treat the break like a lead instrument. That's a huge mindset shift. Don't just let it loop underneath the track. Make it answer the bass line, leave gaps, drop out for a moment, and come back with purpose. A good jungle break is active. It's conversational. It changes with the arrangement. Now layer the drums for weight. Breaks alone can sound thin, especially in a modern mix, so build a drum rack or layered setup with a kick, snare, chopped break, hats, and a few percussion hits. On the drum group or individual pads, use stock Ableton devices to shape the tone. EQ8 is great for cutting mud and cleaning up unnecessary low-end. Drum bus can add punch and grit without getting too wild. Saturator can help glue things together and make the layers feel denser. For the kick, keep the low-end controlled so it doesn't fight the sub. For the snare, make sure you've got enough body around the low mids and enough crack in the upper mids. The goal is not to make each sound huge on its own. The goal is to make the full kit feel like it's breathing together. Next comes the bass, and in drum and bass, bass and drums have to interlock properly or the whole thing falls apart. A really solid approach is to split the bass into two parts, sub bass and mid bass. For the sub, use a clean synth-like operator. Set it to a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep it simple. You want clean fundamental energy, not a lot of movement down there. Short notes work best. Don't let the sub ring longer than it needs to, because that will blur the kick and make the groove lose definition. In DNB, discipline in the low end is everything. Then build the mid-bass, which can be a reese, a detuned saw patch, or a gritty sampled layer. Waveitable is perfect for this. Start with a saw-based sound, add some detune, low-pass it, and maybe add a little movement with an LFO or filter automation. Then run it through saturator or amp for character, and use EQ8 to carve out anything that clashes with the sub or the snare. A good bass line in jungle usually feels like it's reacting to the drums. It doesn't just loop mechanically. It answers the kick. It leaves room for the snare. It drops in and out. Think of it as a conversation. One phrase hits, then the drums speak back, then the bass responds again. Now let's bring Session View into the picture, because this is where the lesson becomes really practical. Build a few clip variations for each track. You want at least an intro version, a main groove, a variation or fill, and a breakdown version. Name your scenes clearly, something like intro, groove A, groove B, fill, breakdown, and drop. That way, when you perform the arrangement, you're not guessing where everything lives. This is also where clip launch quantization becomes really useful. Keep drum clips locked to the bar or two-bar timing if you want them tight, but you can let atmospheres or risers come in a little looser if you want more live pressure. That contrast helps the arrangement feel organic. Add atmosphere and transitions now, because Jungle and DNB rely heavily on tension and release. A simple ambience track can do a lot. Use a pad, a field recording, final noise, or filtered texture. Then process it with auto filter, reverb, delay, or echo. Keep it subtle. Underneath a break-heavy track, atmosphere should support the vibe, not crowd it. For FX, think in short, purposeful moments, reverse cymbals, short fills, impacts, noise risers, little tape stop style gestures, or a weird metallic hit from frequency shifter or corpus. Those details are the glue between sections. They tell the listener, here's where we're going next. Now for the fun part. Record your session view performance into arrangement view. This is the step that turns the idea into an actual track. Trigger your scenes in a musical order. Start with the intro, move into groove A, then groove B, then a fill, then a breakdown, then the drop. Use mutes, scene changes, and clip launches like you're performing the track live. Once it feels right, hit record and capture the whole pass. This works so well in drum and bass because the genre is all about energy management. You're not just stacking sounds, you're controlling tension. You want the intro to tease the groove. You want the first drop to land hard. You want the breakdown to strip things back just enough to reset the listener. Then you want the second drop to come back with more weight or more detail. After the recording is captured, move into arrangement view and shape the structure. A simple and effective DNB form might be 16 bars of intro, 8 bars of build, 16 to 32 bars of drop 1, 8 to 16 bars of breakdown, another 16 to 32 bars for drop 2, and then an outro. Don't overcomplicate it. Let some sections repeat. DJs and dancers need space to lock into the rhythm. This is also where editing discipline matters. If a section feels busy but not exciting, the answer is often subtraction, not more layers. Remove a percussion layer. Shorten a bass note. Drop out the top end of the break for half a bar. Let silence do some of the work. A lot of jungle impact comes from controlled space. Mixing is part of the groove too, so keep it tight. Route your drums to a drum group and use drum bus or glue compressor lightly, just enough to glue things together. Sidechain the bass to the kick with compressor so the kick can breathe through the low end. Keep the attack fast enough to make room, and use a release that fits the tempo and bounce of the track. Use EQ8 to clean up frequency conflicts. Keep the sub centered and clean. Cut mud in the bass if needed. Tame any harsh mid-range buildup in the release if it starts fighting the snare. High-pass atmospheres and effects more aggressively than you think you need to. The low end should be disciplined, and the stereo field should stay wide mostly above the bass region. That's another big rule. Keep the sub mono. Always. Let the mids, pads, hats, and effects spread out if you want width, but the kick and sub should stay focused and centered. That's how you keep the track sounding powerful on a club system, and still translating on smaller speakers. Here's a good intermediate workflow to remember. First pass, get the vibe. Second pass, remove clutter. Don't try to perfect everything immediately. Make the groove feel good first, then go back and simplify anything that's too busy. That two-stage approach saves a lot of time. If you want to push the track further, try a few advanced tricks. Build a drum conversation between sections, where one part of the tune is break dominant and another part is bass dominant. Use micro fills instead of huge obvious fills. Try removing a hat, adding one ghost snare, or letting a reversed break slice sneak into the transition. Those tiny details can create a lot of motion without turning the tune into chaos. And that's really the core idea here, controlled chaos. Jungle works because it sounds energetic, imperfect, and alive, but still intentional. If it starts to feel messy, simplify the bass rhythm before adding more percussion. If the groove feels flat, change the timing or the note lengths before reaching for more effects. So to recap, set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM, build a chopped breakbeat, add ghost notes and subtle swing, layer a clean sub with a characterful mid-bass, shape your clips in session view, perform the arrangement live into arrangement view, and then polish the mix with sidechain, EQ, and controlled stereo width. If you do it right, your track will not just loop, It'll move, it'll breathe, it'll hit with that dark rolling jungle energy that makes people nod immediately. And once you get comfortable with this workflow, making TNB in Ableton Live 12 starts to feel less like programming and more like performing a living groove. Now, if you're ready, the best next step is to build a short 8-bar sketch and test the swing against the bass. That's where the real magic starts.